EAA says the FAA is right. Park that Zodiac for now. NetJets pilots prepare for a layoff. And two Northwest pilots appeal an emergency revocation. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, November 9th, 2009. If you fly a Zodiac CH-601XL or a CH-650, the Experimental Aircraft Association is urging you not to fly it again until you've completed wing maintenance to comply with the FAA's recent Special Airworthiness Information Bulletin. The FAA issued the bulletin in the aftermath of several accidents since April involving those models. The agency's investigation, done in cooperation with the manufacturer, uncovered areas of concern related to wing structure, airspeed calibration, and stick force characteristics, among other items. The FAA says a safety directive and alert is forthcoming. EAA says it's been monitoring the FAA's efforts on this issue and agrees the maintenance issues should be completed before any further operation of the aircraft. Stay tuned for details. The executive board of the NetJets Association of Shared Aircraft Pilots reports receiving notice from the fractional company that 495 pilots face furlough in January. The union has worked with the company to find voluntary solutions which could eliminate or forestall layoffs. But Captain Mark Luthy notes, quote, "We have reached a point at which the economic realities that challenge our employer can no longer be offset by the groundbreaking initiatives implemented earlier this year," unquote. The executive board has also approved a 7-month dues refund and the immediate cessation of dues collected from affected pilots, and has purchased a year-long subscription to 2 aviation job sites for each pilot. The union's furlough working group is also finalizing an outreach program that will keep furloughed pilots in touch with their peers by pairing them with active pilots. CNN reported late last week that 2 Northwest Airlines pilots who overflew their destination by 150 miles on a San Diego to Minneapolis flight 2 weeks ago have filed an appeal to the FAA's emergency revocation of their pilot certificates. 53-year-old Captain Timothy Cheney and 54-year-old First Officer Richard Cole were both suspended by Delta, Northwest's new owner. The FAA termed their conduct on the October 21st flight extremely reckless in declaring the emergency revocations. Up next on ANN, AOPA Summit was a success on some fronts. Cessna says piston sales are strong, and the Citation Mustang approaches a milestone. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 9th. I'm Paul Plack. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association's 70th anniversary gathering, formerly AOPA Expo but now called AOPA Summit, to reflect its attempt to bring together the leading lights among GA alphabet groups, officially ended on Saturday. In a normal year when GA is doing well, the show might have been perceived as an unqualified success, but this year, with fewer manufacturers rolling out new wrinkles and large expanses of empty floor space in the convention center, I was personally left with the impression of glitzy production in search of content. The AOPA Live experiment is hard to evaluate at this point. The production of interviews from a set located at the center of the exhibit floor seemed to go fairly smoothly, but we were unable to get enough bandwidth to try viewing it over the internet. AOPA spokesman Chris Dancy told me at the event he had no way to know how many views the webcast was getting. Many of the interviews felt like filler, with fewer meaningful product announcements than would have been there in a normal year. More than one attendee wondered aloud to me what portion of his dues were going toward funding the elaborate staging. AOPA may have succeeded at a more subtle goal that wouldn't occur to most attendees, that of creating a new media product that will be saleable to exhibitors and sponsors in coming years when things turn back up. If that's the case, it may justify the effort and expense this year. We'll just have to wait and see. If we've been going through an economic winter, There were exhibitors at AOPA Summit who say they've seen the first robins of spring on the lawn. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton commented to us a few weeks ago that domestic GA piston sales were the first to collapse when the downturn began, and that he expected they'd be the first harbinger of an upturn. At the summit, Cessna officials said a piston sales upturn appears to be underway, but were hesitant to credit an improving economy. Instead, John Dolman, the company's VP for worldwide propeller aircraft sales, commented, quote, "Customers are taking advantage of the tax savings they can realize before the end of the year under the accelerated or bonus depreciation section of the tax code. In addition, several value-filled sales programs in our Corvallis and Skylane models are helping to bolster customer interest and subsequent purchases of Cessna aircraft," unquote. He added that the accelerated depreciation provisions of the tax code are prompting flight schools to upgrade older aircraft on their flight lines. Two of Cessna's popular programs have been extended through the end of the year. Deal of the Decade provides a $10,000 fuel card and free synthetic vision for certain Corvallis sales. The Deposit Amplifier program adds $30,000 to a deposit for a new Cessna 182 or T-182 Skylane and gives a new customer a choice of one of three technology upgrades for the Garmin G1000 avionics package. Cessna also said the order book for its Citation Mustang, which the company calls a fully certified entry-level business jet, has remained resilient and that the 300th delivery is not far away. The Mustang began reaching customers early in 2007. There are now 280 of them flying, and they've amassed 55,000 total fleet hours. Cessna Senior VP of Sales and Marketing Roger White observes, quote, "It has found success in air taxi and charter operations, in flight departments, in training organizations, as well as with owner-operators," unquote. The Mustang has an MSRP just under $3 million and comes with Garmin Avionics, Pratt & Whitney Canada engines, and boasts a 1,200 nautical mile range. Still ahead, the Airbus A330 freighter makes its first flight. Liberty Aerospace says the phones are ringing again. And Barron's were already nice, but this one's extra special. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, November 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Airbus reports the new dedicated freighter version of its A330 made its first flight on Thursday, spending 4 hours in the skies over Toulouse, France. First delivery of the A330-200F is scheduled to happen this coming summer. Airbus reports 67 firm orders from 9 customers. The plane promises greater range and a higher maximum payload with lower unit costs than its closest competitor. Liberty Aerospace, which produces the XL-2 line of two-seat composite training aircraft, has been written off by industry veterans a few times. But the company has survived and is one of the few U.S. aircraft developers lately to make offshore funding work. The company had to downsize in response to what CEO and President Keith Markley said was a terrible 2008. But he told me at AOPA Summit that sales continue at a pace adequate to sustain the company, that flight schools in Asia are continuing to expand, and perhaps the brightest sign of all, his phones are ringing again. Optimism is not yet a universal emotion among aircraft manufacturing executives, but at least we're finding a few of them. And finally today, Hawker Beechcraft had several of its models at Peter O. Knight Airport in Tampa for AOPA Summit's static display, and among them was a very sharp Baron. The limited edition piston twin is being offered to celebrate the type's upcoming 50th anniversary. More than 6,700 of the planes have been produced since the first Baron 55 was introduced in 1960. The special edition features elegant interior design features and amenities, a choice of 4 distinctive external paint schemes, and high-performance Hartzell Scimitar propellers. The original B-55 was stretched to accommodate another pair of seats for the 1970 model year and renamed the B-58. The 50th Anniversary Edition has a useful load of 1,504 pounds, maxes out at 5,500 pounds, and is pulled along at up to 202 knots by its twin 300-horsepower fuel-injected Continental IO550s. At 167 knots, the Baron has an endurance of 9 hours, burning 18.6 gallons per hour at 18,000 feet. Find more details on the special edition model in the print version of this story, dated November 6th, at aero-news.net. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about Dumb and Dumber, his take on what we can learn from two fatal accidents. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.